You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in Nick Reed.
Hey.
He is from our sister station, KSGF. You do real political debate. This is our fake debate. You also steal mums.
Yeah, I also get falsely accused of things I didn't do.
That's true.
Like stealing mums. They were given to me. So you have a lot of pumpkins and gourds in the studio this morning.
Thanks to you.
What is our
all
debate?
Right. Well, you know, Halloween's coming up. I've been hearing all these stories of people having really scary displays in their front yard. Like, they're so scary that their neighbors are complaining about it, like, because they're so realistic. So I don't know if you heard about this Stranger Things themed Halloween display in Illinois. I don't know if you guys have seen Stranger Things, but there's a point where this girl is like levitating in the air.
Oh, great. Thanks for ruining it. I was going to watch.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, come on. Yeah, no,
I haven't watched it yet.
I was going to watch it before
the holiday.
No, you're not.
Before All Hallows Eve.
Really? You're going to watch all the seasons before Halloween?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm not now.
Okay.
If I know a girl's levitating.
Okay. Anyway, there's
central theme.
It's like you're genuinely scared of the levitating girl.
It is scary.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a scene in that show where that happens. Well, these people recreated that, and it's scaring people. One neighbor complained, so they had to take it down. So the debate today is, well, if your neighbor like has a really scary Halloween decoration, mm-hmm. I mean, if a neighbor complains about it, do they have to take it down?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I mean, I'm always the wet blanket of the debate.
The curmudgeon.
I'm always the complainer that wants to cancel everybody, which is really me in my real life.
It is.
So I'll be the person who wants you to take it down, and you can be the levitating girl owner. How dare you put up that Stranger Things thing in front of your house when my children and other children in this neighborhood gotta pass through your house every time and look at your stupid display that's scaring the life out of people, not to mention children, but some of the adults in our neighborhood as well. And you're gonna say, well, that's my right, that's my property. Well, guess what? We have to look at your property. It's not your property for display for everybody else to get terrified and the poop to be scared out of their hiatus. Every time that we pass by your house to see this levitating girl and all those other Stranger Things items that you have in front of your front yard. Do you know what you're doing to this public? To this community? To this tight-knit group of neighbors? We're all having nightmares because of your display. I don't care if you're celebrating All Hallows Eve. You need to tuck that stuff away and put it in the inside of your house so you and your little family of misfit devil worshipers get to enjoy it for yourselves. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well,
what do you say to that?
All right, well, first of all, just get over yourself. It is a time of festivity. It is a time in which people are supposed to be scared. When in Rome, if you can't live with it and roll with it, go to some other country that doesn't celebrate it, like, I don't know, Antarctica. I don't know if they celebrate it or not. Secondly, this is really the line that got crossed for you. I mean, how many years? People literally dress up as Satan, the Prince of Darkness. That you're not complaining about, but a girl levitating from a popular Netflix series, oh no, that's too far. Or Freddy Krueger literally gets into people's dreams and slices them with his you don't complain about that. What, your moral barometer here is a little confusing. And thirdly, when you stop leaving your windows open at night during your lovemaking sessions, then you can complain to me about horror, all right? You sound like a wet, rabid cat strapped to a drunk monkey. So don't talk to me about horror until you wrap that up, sister.
Are your neighbors like that?
No, that's what I hear from my neighbors.
Oh, okay.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.